China.
Crime. Thousands of bodies for sale. A gruesome scandal involving the theft of corpses angers the public.
When a proper respect towards the dead is shown at the end and continued after they are far away, the moral force of a people has reached its highest point. That precept appears in the Analects, a collection of sayings attributed to Confucius. What then to make of the news that from 2015 to 2023, a Chinese crime ring stole, dismembered and sold more than 4,000 corpses for use in manufacturing bone grafts? The paper, a state-owned online publication, broke the story on August 8th. The scandal involves bodies taken from crematoria and medical laboratories in several provinces. The bodies were allegedly cut up and then transported for processing at a company called Shanxi Aorui Biomaterials in Taiyuan, the capital of Shanxi Province. The scheme is said to have generated 380 million yuan, that's $53 million in revenue. Nearly 80 people have reportedly been detained. The story has sparked public outrage in China. Families of the deceased received cremated remains that were either incomplete or fake. The article by The Paper was taken down within hours, so were reports from a handful of other official outlets. Censors have also stifled discussions of the scandal on social media. Some people are wondering if officials were involved. Government agencies manage the firms that provide funeral services and handle remains. There is also suspicion that big state-owned medical companies may have purchased the tainted bone grafts, knowingly or not. One of them, Sinopharm, issued a statement on August 9th saying that reports of its involvement in the scandal were incorrect. It denies having had any business dealings with Shanxi Aorui Biomaterials. Less than a week after The Paper filed its story, state media reported that the authorities in a number of provinces have been investigating misconduct in the funeral industry. But there was no mention of body snatching. Rather, officials have been combating petty corruption and small-scale malfeasance. The state media report quoted Peng Shilin, a law professor whose remarks amount to a bureaucratic translation of Confucius. Corruption in the funeral sector, said Mr. Peng, undermines the credibility of the party and government, disrupts public order and erodes social norms. But the now censored words of Yi Shenghua are more reflective of the public mood. Mr. Yi, a lawyer, shared information about the theft of corpses with The Paper. He then wrote online, "In the culture of Chinese tradition and thought, it is absolutely impossible to accept this kind of reality."